Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is a holiday staple, but a veteran Tallahassee stage director has somehow managed to give her productions of that classic tale a unique spin every year. I'm Tom Flanagan. Director Naomi Rose Mock admits this has pretty much become an established holiday tradition in these parts, although her goal is always to bring something new to the party each time out.
This is actually our 7th annual. This particular adaptation I started in 2013. Every year is a little bit different. Every year the characters change a little bit. Every year we change a little bit of the music, or we change the way. This year, for example, we're opening with this grand Disney-esque, like, fanfare celebratory processional, which is very much larger than we've done before.
And while so many iterations of A Christmas Carol are fairly modest affairs in terms of cast and presentation, Rose Mock is going for an immersive experience that totally involves the audience.
We have a cast of 75. It's in the round, so you are literally surrounded by a wall of sound. There are over 25 Christmas carols in it. The way it's structured is that the beginning and ending of each of the portions, each of the staves, the ensemble who function like a Greek chorus, come out and sing different Christmas carols.
A few members of that expansive cast are repeat performers. In the case of Colleen Tuohy, she's been in the show every year but once since she was 16.
I've twice been a Fezziwig daughter, two different ones, and then for 3 years I played Fan, Scrooge's little sister, who tragically passes away.
Spoiler. Yeah.
Spoilers, sorry.
I know no one knows this story.
No one. So now I'm playing The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come, which is very spooky and ominous.
That character being spooky and ominous is standard stuff, but in keeping with her love of taking well-worn plays to unexpected places, Rose Mock has recast the three spirits who dog Ebenezer Scrooge.
We've done a little bit of a twist on the ghosts this year, that all of them are played by women, and they're all playing women that were a significant part of Scrooge's life that you see. So his former fiancée Belle is the ghost of Christmas past, Mrs. Fezziwig is the ghost of Christmas present, and The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come is actually his sister Fan.
There are plenty of other delightful twists and turns in this production of A Christmas Carol.
We open on the 19th and we run through the 22nd at Faith Presbyterian. We are in the Fellowship Hall and you can get tickets at www.faithpcusa.org/A Christmas Carol.
A Tallahassee tradition that always finds fresh takes on a story that everybody knows. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.